100% answered prayer. This is where every single time you pray, you receive an answer. And we just finished that series last week. If you would like to go back and listen to it, I would recommend subscribing to us on Apple Podcasts. All you have to do is search First Love Church Delaware, and you can go back and listen to that series again. But today's message title is entitled Prayer Always. So you see, we are not finished learning or discussing prayer. We are continuing on with prayer. We are continuing on with why we must pray. As a Christian or as a believer, you must become somebody who is prayerful, right? One of the verses that we learned or read from our previous series is Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. The Bible says there that you must devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, you see, and being devoted to something. The definition of the word devoted, right? It means to give yourself wholly to that thing. It means to, when you are devoted to something, it means you are focused on that particular thing exclusively. You know, when you are a Christian, there are many facets of being a Christian, right? There are many things. There's Bible reading, daily quiet time, listening to messages, coming to church, serving God, working for God. I mean, all of them are different areas of being a Christian, right? And your prayer life may be the most important aspect of everything I just listed. Your prayer life may be more important than your serving God in church. Your prayer life may be more important than your listening to messages, right? Yeah, if you have two Christians, one who prays all the time and one who listens to preaching, like the way I'm preaching now, the one who listens to preaching, the one who prays all the time, you see, they will have a different successful Christian life than the one who listens to messages all the time. And it's because the person who's praying all the time, number one, is more humble. You see, they've acknowledged that they need God's intervention in their life. Yeah, they've acknowledged that they need the participation of God in their life in order for them to be successful. The person who is listening to messages all the time, you know, they're listening to messages, and listening to preaching is a good thing. Yeah, I'm not saying you shouldn't listen to preaching, but listening to preaching is like you are seeking wisdom up to a point, but you're not in direct communion with God. When you pray, you are actually developing a personal relationship with God. So I encourage each and every one of us, you know, every week, every day, you know, set time aside to pray with your God. Yeah, it may not be 2 hours, it may not be 3 hours, right? But if you are diligent in it, the definition of the word devoted, right? It means to be focused on that thing almost exclusively. Yeah, it says when you are devoted to a cause, you work to achieve its goals. You can have prayer goals. Yeah, when we say prayer always, the title of today's message is prayer always. When we have, you know, a goal, when you have a goal as a believer, something like praying, right? You can start off and maybe your goal is just to pray every day. Most of us don't pray each and every single day, 7 days. Most of us don't pray each and every single day. You can have a target of every day, I'm going to pray for 30 minutes. And that is your goal for the next 7 days. Yeah. And you see that as you are devoted to it, as you are working towards that goal, God will help you to become successful. Amen. So prayer always, right? Prayer always. Why must we always be praying? You may think it's difficult or it's almost impossible to always be praying, right? If you turn your Bibles to the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. The Bible says there that, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things saith he that is holy. Yes, this is the verse. So, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that have the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth and no man openeth. Next verse, please. verse 8. It says, I know thy works. Yeah. So you see, verse 7, the Bible says, this is in the book of Revelation. This is written by John, who was one of the disciples of Jesus Christ. For those of you who do not know, Jesus Christ, he had 12 disciples. And it is believed that the youngest of the 12 disciples was John, not John the Baptist. So you see, when you read your Bible, you have the book of John, right? As where you may find a verse like John 3:16, which is a famous verse that we all know. But then you have 1st and 2nd John. That John, the 1st and 2nd John, was written by the disciple of Jesus Christ. Now, it is believed that that John also wrote the entire book of Revelation because he was a teenager at the time when Jesus Christ was alive. So when all the other disciples had passed away, like Peter, Matthew, and Mark, and Luke, and all those guys had passed away, John was still alive because he was a teenager when he was maybe 15 or 16 years old when Christ was on earth. So this is John, the disciple, writing. And it says that, and the angel of the church in Philadelphia writes, he's speaking from Revelation, right? God has given John a revelation, and he's writing to a particular church. And he's saying in verse 8, he says, I know thy works. Yeah, and he says, behold, I set before thee an open door. But the key part of this verse 8 is that he says, I know thy works. When you are a Christian, God knows your works. Yeah, so your prayer life is that's why the Bible says, be devoted to prayer, because you can be devoted to work. See, you can be devoted to many things. Many people are devoted to their career. Many people are devoted to their family. Many people are devoted to their education. But the Bible says that you should be devoted to prayer. And God is saying to the church in Philadelphia, so he's speaking to a particular church, right? It's a church in a city called Philadelphia. And he's saying to that church, I know thy works. Now, if you continue to read through the book of Revelation, you'll see that God is speaking to several churches. Several different churches. And as God speaks to each church, and I think it's throughout the whole chapter 3, God actually says to each and every church, I know thy works. He says it again. He says, I know thy works, if you continue to read. So you can expect that God will know your works when you get to heaven and you have to give an account of your life, right? God will know your works. If you turn your Bibles to the book of Isaiah 55, in verse 6, the Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. The Bible says that you should seek the Lord while he may be found. Yeah, I think as a believer, we must take a decision with our lives to become men and women of prayer. Men and women who are people who decide to pray. And once again, when we speak about prayer, don't think that the only people who can pray for long hours are maybe those who speak in tongues. I mean, speaking in tongues is something that's an aid. It will help you. And you should desire to speak in tongues as a born-again Christian. But you can still have a prayer life and not speak in tongues. Yeah, don't let your head. One of the benefits of speaking in tongues is it allows you to pray for a long time. But don't allow maybe the fact that you don't pray in tongues to hinder your prayer life. You must pray for your life, for your protection, for each and every aspect of your life. Amen. So today, I'm going to give you guys about 4 different reasons why you must pray always. Yeah, I'm going to give you guys 4 reasons why you must pray always. If you turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. Ephesians 6, 18, the Bible says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Yeah, with all kinds of prayers, all kinds of topics, all kinds of requests from God. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Amen. So when you are a born-again Christian, pray all the time. As the verse says, on all occasions, you must become somebody who prays regularly. Yeah, always pray. Always be found in prayer. Now, I'm going to give you four reasons why you must pray always. Number one, it allows God to direct your path. Yeah, prayer allows God to direct your path. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, please. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. Proverbs 3 and verse 5. Prayer allows God to direct your path. The Bible says here, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. You see, the key part about this verse is the last part that says he will make your path straight. In life, there are many paths you can go down. Many paths. Even to be here on a Sunday morning is a path. And you have chosen a path to be here on a Sunday morning. In life, there are many paths you can go down. And one of the challenges many people face is because of a lack of prayer. Many Christians, even people who identify and call themselves Christians. Yeah. The reason or the issue that they struggle with prayer or they struggle in their life is because of a lack of prayer. God is not able to come in, step into their life and really direct their path. But when you take a decision to pray, you actually allow God to direct your path. Many people live their life simply based off of their desires, what they want to do for themselves, where they want to go. They even live their life based off of their vision. Yeah, they don't pray about things like, God, what is your will for my life? They don't ask God for his will. They don't, you see, when you don't pray and ask God for his will for your life, for the next 2 years, for the next 3 years, what is God's will for your life? What you'll see that will happen is that you'll make a lot of mistakes. There are some people who have made some mistakes they wouldn't have made if they had prayed. But it's because they didn't pray. It's because they were naturally focused on their flesh, focused on their desire, what they want to accomplish for themselves. You know, maybe God wanted you to go to a certain school, but because you didn't pray, you ended up going to another school. And then when you went to the school you wanted to go to, you met a friend there. And now this friend has taken you on a path that you wouldn't have went down. Amen. You know, I personally believe, you know, for myself, I personally believe that the college I went to was a college that God wanted me to go to. Yeah, because when I went to that college, I met I remained attending Lighthouse or QFC Delaware at the time. And as I was attending QFC Delaware at the time, I met a pastor. At the time, he wasn't a pastor, he was just a shepherd, but today he's a pastor. At the time, me and this shepherd, we became very close, very close. And he was training to become a pastor. And he started a church in Philadelphia. At the time in Philadelphia, it was called First Love Church Philadelphia. And I was going there with him. And if I had gone to the school I wanted to go to, or if I had gone to any other school besides the school I went to, I would have been away. So I wouldn't have had the chance to meet him. I wouldn't have had the chance to sit by him and to learn from him, or even just to be around him, because I would have been away from home for so long. I only would have saw him on vacations. And who knows if I even would have known who he was, or if I even would have spoken to him. Maybe it would have just been a hi or bye. But I personally believe this church that we are sitting in today probably wouldn't be here if I hadn't met him, or if I hadn't developed a relationship with him. And many times, I remember praying when I was picking a college to go to, I remember praying and asking God, let your will be done. It was a very short prayer. I didn't spend 2 hours in prayer or 3 hours in the spirit. It was a very quick, short prayer, but it was genuine. And many times those short, genuine prayers are what you need when you have to make a decision, when you have to choose a path. Amen. If you have Proverbs chapter 16, Proverbs 16 and verse 9. Proverbs 16 and verse 9, please. Proverbs 16 and verse 9, it says, in their hearts, humans plan their course. Yeah, many times we plan our course. As we have all come to church today, each and every one of us, we have plans. For the next 6 months, for the next 2 years, for the next 1 year, we all have plans. And the Bible says that in our hearts, we plan our course, but it is the Lord who establishes our steps. Amen. God is the one who will establish your steps. And God is only going to be able to establish your steps based off of your allowing him. You can only allow God to do something in your life based off of your prayer life. Your prayer life is what will allow God to establish yourselves. If you are a Christian, what you are acknowledging is that God's will is wiser. It's better for you than your own desire or your own will for your life. And when you pray, you are showing humility. You are being humble enough to exercise that, belief, and to exercise that faith. Amen. The next verse that we have, the next reason. So reason number two, why you must pray always. Through prayer, God will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Through prayer, God will give you the desires of your heart. We can turn our Bibles to Mark chapter 11 and verse 23. Mark chapter 11 and verse 23. The Bible says, "Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them." Verse 24. "Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours." Amen. Whatsoever you have asked for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Whatever you have in your heart as a desire, right? Whatever is a personal desire of yours, believe that when you pray, God has already given it to you. Yeah, never doubt that what you ask for, God can do. You know, we read a verse, I believe it was last week or 2 weeks ago in the book of Romans, that said, let me see if I can share it with you guys. It was in the book of Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, verse 21. For those of you taking notes, Romans chapter 4, verse 21, the Bible says, "Being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised." Verse 22, "This is why it was credited to him as righteousness." Amen. The Bible says that you must become fully persuaded that God has power to do what he has promised to do. So when God says that you should believe that whatsoever you ask for, can we put that verse back up on the screen? Mark chapter 11, 24. When the Bible says that you should believe that whatsoever you ask for, you will receive. You have to have faith in your heart. You must genuinely believe this verse. Many of us don't really believe. Yeah, if we're to be honest, we don't really believe these verses. We don't really believe when the Bible tells us that whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it. The key to this verse, this was a key to 100% answered prayer. The key here is that you must believe that you've already gotten it. So when you pray for something in your life, believe that you already have what you've prayed for, and then it will be, you genuinely believe it. And you know, we talked about how many of us, we pray and we approach God with a mindset of ask. Yeah, we come to God and it's like we're asking for something. And you see, the issue with having a mindset of ask is that it's like you yourself are not sure. That's why you're asking, because you don't know what the response will be. I mean, you haven't. Obviously, you want it to be yes, but you're not sure if it's going to be yes, if it's going to be no, so you're not so certain. Yeah, but the Bible says here that you must already believe that whatsoever you ask for in prayer, and then it will become yours. Amen. So from today, I want us, when we pray and when we talk with God, you know, believe that what you are asking for is yours. Believe that you've already received whatsoever you are asking for, and then God will surely give it to you. Amen. Many people forget that what they are currently experiencing in their life, Yeah, many people actually forget that what they are currently experiencing in their life was a former prayer topic. Maybe you used to pray to get to college. Now you are in college. Don't forget, don't lose sight of the fact that God has in class. Now God has given you that passing grade that you needed. You know, even this church was a former prayer topic. There was a time when me and someone else would meet, me and another guy, we would meet and we would actually pray about the church. And this was we would pray about First Love Church Delaware, but at the time we were calling it a Bible study. So we would meet and we would pray. Now I remember it would be like we would meet and we'll pray maybe it would be maybe like middle of the day. So we'll meet on a Wednesday afternoon at like 1 o'clock. We'll meet in person and we'll go to a lounge on campus and we'll pray in the lounge. Actually, the two of us will spend 1 hour, or we'll find like a study room, like an empty study room. And the two of us will go there and we'll pray 1 to 2 o'clock on a Wednesday. Every Wednesday, we'll just go pray about First Love Church Delaware. But we were praying about what we thought was a Bible study. Yeah, that was what we thought we were trying to do. And we had two people who were part of the Bible study. And we were trying to pray about that. And now today it's a church. Yeah, so something that we desired then, but we didn't know how we would get there. Today we are experiencing it. So we shouldn't doubt that God can help, that God can bless us with the things that we ask for in prayer. Amen. For the sake of time, we'll move on to the next reason. The next reason why we must always be in prayer, number three, is that our joy may be full. Is that your joy may be full? John chapter 16 and verse 23. John chapter 16 and verse 23. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. Very truly, I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. So one of the things we talked about, this verse, for those of you who are around for the 100% Answered Prayer series, this verse was something we studied because of the last part. We talked about one of the steps to 100% Answered Prayer is you must pray in the name of Jesus. And this verse was the verse that we talked about, right? But it says that in that day, you will no longer ask me anything. Very truly, I tell you that my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. God has the power to give you whatsoever you ask for in his name. Never doubt as a believer, or never doubt, you know, even as a Christian, that God has the power to give you whatsoever you ask for in his name. Yeah, don't think that God wants to see you sad, or God wants to see you unhappy or confused or not calm and easy. If we turn to John 16, verse 33. Yeah, John 16, verse 33. John 16, and verse 33. The Bible says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. Yeah, God has given us peace. Yeah, it says, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Yeah, we have overcome the world. And you see, let's keep this verse here. It says that in this world, you will have trouble. If you have your Bible with you, if you're reading in your Bible, this verse is in red. And it says that in this world, these are the words of Jesus Christ. He says, in this world, you will have trouble. As we have come to this thing we call the earth and this world, we will surely have trouble. Yeah, problems will come. Depression will come. Anxiety will come. Confusion, mistakes, we will make mistakes. All of these things will come along the way. But the Bible says, and Jesus encourages us, that we should take heart. Yeah, if you read this verse in another version, it says that you should be of a cheerful heart. Yeah, I have overcome the world. Many people are struggling to find happiness because they don't really have this verse in their heart. Yeah, because this verse acknowledges that we are going to have trouble, that you will be at times sad. Nobody is happy 24/7. That is a lie if somebody tells you that. But what the verse tells us is that in this world, you will have trouble. We will all have trouble. I will have trouble. Patricia will have trouble. Elizabeth will have trouble. We will all have trouble. But the benefit of being a Christian is that we know that we have somebody who has overcome the world, amen, and that we will have peace through him. God will give us peace. God will give us joy. If you read this verse, another version, it says, be of a cheerful heart. God can give you a cheerful heart through your prayer life. When you pray about the things that worry you, when you pray about the things that trouble you, things that cause you pain, things that have hurt you, when you pray about your mistakes, you know, we read earlier in the earlier verse, we read that you should, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, we read that you should pray on all occasions with all kinds of prayers. So your prayer life should also be filled with prayers about your mistakes, the things you've done that you didn't know was a mistake at the time and later came to see was a mistake. Yeah, I think we have that verse. Yeah, it says that pray on all occasions with all kinds of prayers. Yeah, all kinds of topics. God knows everything that happens in your life. So why do you cut out a piece of your life from God? Why do you only pray about school or only pray about money or only pray about that? Pray about everything. There's nothing that God doesn't want to hear from you. Amen. And then the last reason why we must be praying always, you guys seem to be very quiet today, but the last reason why we must be praying always is you may have peace, so that you may have peace. When you pray always, when you're always praying, it will bring you peace. If we can turn our Bibles to 2 Thessalonians 3:16. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace. So prayer always brings you joy and it brings you peace. I hope you are feeling encouraged to pray. It says that now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with all of you. This is Paul. He was writing a letter to one of his churches and he says here, he says that may the Lord of peace. God is a God of peace. So God, and God is not a God. The Bible says that God is not the author of confusion. Yeah, God is an author of peace. Himself will give you peace at all times and in every way. You know, for those of you who are here, I told you guys a story about how there was a time in my life when I was going through something. And I talked to my pastor about it at the time. It was this shepherd guy that I told you guys I met. And I remember telling him that, you know, my mom had told me to pray. And it was like, for some reason, I didn't want to pray. I was going through something and my mom told me to pray and I just didn't want to pray. And then because I felt as though when you pray, it's not like the problem or issue is gone. Or the problem or issue just disappears right away. I finished praying and I still have this issue in front of me. And he told me that the prayer isn't necessarily to get rid of the problem, but it's to help bring you some comfort or some peace. Yeah, the prayer, sometimes when you pray, you're going through an issue or you're going through a state of confusion. It's to bring you some peace. You may not want to pray. I think that sometimes that's also the challenge, right? Is that we don't want to pray. Yeah, because as soon as you finish praying, as soon as you spend 5, 10, 15 minutes praying, you see that this thing is still there. But if you are praying genuinely from your heart, and if you are believing, like we read in Romans chapter 4, if you are believing that God has the power to do what he has promised to do, then when you finish praying, it should bring you some peace. It should bring you some comfort. You should feel a bit calm. Yeah, I'll show you guys another verse as we close. 1 Peter 5:7, as we close for today, 1 Peter 5:7. It's the last verse. The Bible says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Yeah, let's become Christians. Here, any issues we're having, any problems that we're facing in our life, anything that brings us anxiety, right? Let's cast it on him. When you cast something on someone, have you ever been talking about something with someone and the person, or you're arguing with somebody and the person says, oh, you're turning this around on me. It's like you did something to me, but it's like I have found a way now to put the issue or to put the problem on you and make it seem as if it's your fault. Yeah, there are some people who are very good about, who are very good at that. But what I'm actually doing when I'm doing that is I'm casting the problem on you, or I'm casting the issue, the mistake, whatever it may be, I'm casting it on you. And the Bible says here, cast all your anxiety on him. So put everything on God. When you're going through something and it's making you anxious, put it on Christ. Put it on him and let him deal with it. The Bible says in Exodus 14:14 that we should be still. If you read it in a different version, it says you should be calm because the Lord your God is fighting for you. So God has the ability to fight for you, but he can only do these things through prayer. So I just want to encourage all of us that from today, we'll take a decision to become people who are more prayerful, right? People who spend more time talking with God, people who spend more time, you know, developing that personal one-on-one relationship with God. There'll be many people, there'll be many Christians who someday will get to heaven and, you know, they'll stand before God. And the Bible says in the book of Matthew, I'll show you this verse quickly. The book of Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, for those of you taking notes. Matthew 7, verse 21, the Bible says, not everyone who said this, so this is in red, this is the words of Jesus Christ. And he says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Yeah, the statement, this, you know, short passage in the Bible is always something that has always stuck with me, because Jesus says that there'll be many people who will talk to God about all the things they did in his name, all the times they came to church, all the times they gave offering, all the times, you know, in this verse, they say that all the times they prophesied and drove out demons, people who did a lot of things in the name of Christ, but they did not know him. And the reason Jesus did not know them was because of a lack of prayer, a lack of that one-on-one relationship. So as you are growing and as you are developing as a Christian, don't neglect that area, right? So as you come to church, as you've committed yourselves to church, it's a great thing to commit yourselves to church, but your first priority, your first and foremost priority is you and your walk with Christ. Yeah, the Bible says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling in Philippians chapter 4. It says, work out your own salvation with fear and your own salvation. We each have our own salvation. So I just want to encourage us, work on our personal relationship with Christ. Let's work on the time that we spend in prayer. Let's become believers who pray always. Let's become Christians who pray, right? Pray about your problems. Pray about each and every area of your life. Amen. So at this time, let's just take a few moments. As we close, let's bow our head and close our eyes and just have a quick word of prayer. Talk with God about any area of your life that you wish you would like to develop, right? As we are continuing, we're not going to stop speaking about prayer for some time. So prayer is going to be a foundation for this year as we're learning to be wise as serpents. Amen. So let's take a few moments and pray wherever you may be. Just talk with your God for a few moments. Talk and pray with God about any problems you are having, any issues you may be having. Just talk and pray with God. Father God, we come to you this afternoon. Lord, we come and we give you thanks. Lord, we thank you for what you are doing in our lives. Lord, I pray for each and every person in today's church service. I thank you, Lord, for where you are taking them. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for our prayer lives. I thank you, Lord, for our hearts, the heart that we have to pray, the heart that we have to spend time talking with you, God. I pray, Father God, that we will not stay the same, that because of our prayer life, that we'll grow and we'll increase and that we'll get closer to you, God, that our Christian faith will grow and will become more strongly established in you. Lord, I thank you, God, for what you are doing in these ones. And I thank you, Lord, for where you are taking them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So at this time, I believe we will have Is it announcements at this time? I believe at this time we'll have announcements, yes. So let's all please give it up for our sister Elizabeth as we have our announcements. One thing I will say quickly before we take the announcements, you know, let's not be in a rush to go after church. We have our grace dance, and I like to meet anyone who's new. So yeah, we can over to Elizabeth.
Okay, so our first announcement is I would like to welcome all first-time visitors to join today. Please stick around for our service so we can meet everybody. Next Sunday is Valentine's Day service. Please come to church with a touch of red to celebrate Valentine's Day. And center service continues this Thursday at 7 p.m. And please subscribe to FLC Delaware on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on Apple. I'm sorry. Please just don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and Apple, the Apple app. And please, let's all share the grace and stick around for the grace dance. Amen.
May the grace of our Lord
Jesus Christ,
the
love of God,
the communion,
the fellowship, the contribution, and participation of the Holy Spirit, the 25,000 children of God, which includes all the important people
from my life,
and the first love of the Spirit,
of Spirit of power,
love, and of God,
and of sound mind.
Be with us now and forevermore.
Amen. Many are called, but the youth are
chosen.
Amen.